morning. I am Rachel, and we are happy to have back this week my co-host,
Sonia,
back from Israel. Bracha haba'a, Sonia. Israel is real, puts a human face on all things Israel, and tells the stories of ordinary people loving, supporting, and living in an extraordinary land. Israel is real. Boker tov lekol ha'mazinim.
And tzoraim tovim lemazineinu beYisrael.
Chag sameach, chag urim sameach, chag Chanukah sameach to all our listeners. Tonight we'll be celebrating Chanukah.
Yes, chag sameach, and you probably want to know what the meaning of Chanukah.
I think we'll give it a minute. We'll give it a minute. Can we give it a minute? Yes. Maybe 30 seconds. Is
okay,
that all right?
Okay,
because I have to say a few things.
Okay.
She forgot. She's been away. You know, she's still got jet lag there. This is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. As a community-supported program, we depend on your support to stay on the air. We'd like to extend our thanks to all those who love and support our efforts on behalf of spreading the good news about Israel. So keep the donations coming. Don't forget you can also advertise, and you can also listen to our archived shows at www.israelisreal.weebly.com, www.israelisreal.weebly.com. And you can also email us for any feedback or if you have any questions or you want to be on our show. Email us at israelisreal1590@gmail.com, israelisreal1590@gmail.com. So, would you like to tell us something about Hanukkah,
yes.
Sonia?
Okay. So Hanukkah is coming from the root. You remember in Hebrew you have only roots, which is lechanech, chanoch, and the meaning is actually today education. And also, it have the same root with chenech or chanichaim, which is gums. And the meaning is, that a little kid, when he is starting he's exploring his life around, he's trying everything in his mouth. So he is understanding the world, and he is learning, and he is trying to inaugurate itself in the new environment. And about Hanukkah, well, Hanukkah, the meaning of Hanukkah is an inauguration, initiation, dedication, or consecration. So let's see how those are fitting in our show with our beautiful, wonderful guest that we have today.
Ah, you think we have beautiful, wonderful guests today?
Beautiful, I don't know. We will see later. But wonderful, yes.
Well, every week we are reading an advertisement by a wonderful organization here in New Hampshire, which is called Vision. And today, first of all, I have to say that I'm very grateful to Vision because Sonia and I are very grateful to Vision because they were actually the people that got us started here at WSMN with their wonderful support. And we continue to be grateful, and they continue to support us. So we're very happy about that. Vision is a pro-Israel organization, and we're going to learn all about it. We've got today some wonderful guests. Our first guest is Brian Grodman. Shalom, Brian.
Thank you. Shalom.
And Brian is, I understand you've reached your half a century mark this year.
I did indeed. Contrary to public belief, a lot of people think I'm still 25, but I'm 50.
You look so young, Brian.
Thank you. Especially on the radio.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful radio face.
Yeah, thank you.
I understand that you are passionate about working for and obtaining peace in the Middle East and the entire world. And you visited Israel and Jordan and dozens of foreign countries and have been associated with Vision for almost its entire existence, which soon you will explain to us what that means.
Okay.
And Rabbi Joshua Siegel, you are a rabbi, you are an author, a Kabbalistic skier, and we had you on a few weeks ago on our show, which was very exciting. And here you are back again. Shalom, Rabbi Siegel.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Wearing a different hat today in my Vision role. So
Right. I know you were telling us about how your multiple roles really feed into the spirituality. And that was very exciting. So you're going to tell us a little bit also. You're a co-founder or founder, I'm not sure, of Vision. So tell us a little bit about Vision.
Okay. It did, I guess I would be one of four or five people who were there when we first started. I'm not sure that we intended to actually start an organization. We had heard of an anti-Israel presentation that was going on at the public library in Milford, and four or five of us got together to distribute some leaflets at this particular event, and as we were distributing leaflets to people coming in, some were friendly, some were hostile. Among the people who happened to walk into that meeting were Bev and Ron Gerstenberger, and they smiled at us as we passed them the literature. And we had no idea who they were, and they introduced themselves after the presentation as leadership in an organization called Seeds for Peace. That's not the right name, is it? Bridges for Peace. And we started meeting together afterwards when we discovered that they were extremely pro-Israel. So at that particular event, I suspect there were less than 20 people there. I would guess half of the people there were people like ourselves who were there to make sure that that a balanced presentation was presented. About eight people were there who came with their anti-Israel agenda, and I think there were two people there who were actually there for to really learn and to be informed of what the agenda was for the evening. But that's what where and when Vision started.
And the question is, what is Vision mission?
Vision's mission. Oh, Brian.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you very much. If I don't get to talk, Joshua just has complete diarrhea of the mouth. So, and I just want everyone to know that Vision would have taken off much quicker had Joshua not been there. So he's been really a thorn in everyone's side.
Brian and I have been sometimes referred to as the click and clack, the Tappet brothers of Vision. We have this very friendly banter that we send back and forth. He won't admit that he's
friendly.
Just,
That's news to me.
That's news to you. Okay. Anyway.
So what
you were going to say
about
what the mission of Vision was.
I was going to say it. If I could have a moment, please.
Please, have a moment.
I can't believe I drove all the way for this baloney. Okay.
At this hour, too.
Yes, at this hour. Okay. The vision of mission, the mission of Vision, or the vision of mission, whichever one you want, depending on how much you've had to drink at the early morning, is really just to educate people in mostly New Hampshire, a little bit in northern Massachusetts, but mostly in New Hampshire, about what is going on in Israel, in the surrounding countries of the Middle East. So that give them hopefully an objective view of what's going on, and sometimes a firsthand view of people who have been there and people who are very involved.
Vision means what? What's it? It's a stand for.
Well, this was when we originally formed. We just referred to ourselves as the Israel Action Committee, IAC, and the shlicha.
What's a shlicha?
The shlicha. The shlicha is a program put by the Federation to bring an Israeli to New Hampshire for a year, and for that person to go to schools, any place that will listen, to pass out a message of Israel culture and what have you within the state of New Hampshire. And this was the Vision started the first year of the Shlicha program, and the person who was here, her name was Talia Greenblatt, She thought she was very active in the early stages of IAC, and she said, you know, IAC isn't a very snappy name. We need something a little better to that's a little more catchy. So she came up with VISION, which actually stands for Voice of Israel Initiative of New Hampshire.
It's amazing. He did that without notes. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Voice of Israel Initiative of New Hampshire.
Yes.
VISION.
VISION, yes.
So you're telling me that you... Did you? It seems like you felt a need, some kind of a need in New Hampshire for this organization to rise up and exist. Tell us about that.
Well, let me just say that anyone who's interested in learning about VISION can go to the website, and the website address is www.nh, which stands for New Hampshire, NH, the number 4, and then Israel.org, NH4Israel.org.
Are you skirting the issue here?
Totally. Am I successful?
Here I defer to you. I thought you had all the answers. So I
have the answers, but at this moment, I'd like to let Joshua speak to this question.
Okay. the answer is yes. We became aware of a group operating out of Peterborough calling themselves the Tuesday Group because they had their meetings on Tuesday, and they were facing a very serious anti-Israel, anti-Semitic set of circumstances in the Peterborough and Keene areas that were manifesting itself in certain churches and certain organizations masquerading as peace-based organizations. But if you started to look through the veneer of peace, they were primarily interested in bashing Israel rather than giving out the message. And there was also an underlying anti-Semitism that was going on in conjunction with the anti-Israel initiative. So inevitably, anti-Israel and anti-Semitic things can be different, but in many cases, the two are very, very close neighbors and very highly linked. So it was the presence of both that generated, in my opinion, the need for a VISION-like organization in New Hampshire.
All in the guise and under the name of peace. Interesting. We're going to cut out for a break right now, and we will be back after the break with Rabbi Joshua Siegel and Brian Grodman of VISION. You are listening to Ale Brida, We Are All Brothers, by the group called Mashke.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
2 weeks before Christmas, how are you feeling? I'm Bill O'Reilly. The Talking Points memo is next.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-642-5600. That's 1-800-642-5600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking Points is not ready to celebrate Christmas yet, even though it will arrive in just 14 days. The magical season is somewhat diminished because many of us have to work our rear ends off and don't even have time to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special on TV. But over the next few days, it is worth carving out some quiet time to look at decorations, hear some seasonal music, and plan out the gift-giving deal. Long ago, I gave up the mall action, but it's nice to cruise around the neighborhood in a car looking at house lights and singing some songs. Call me sentimental. Christmas, of course, is best for kids. So if you know some, be thinking of them. And also think back when you were a kid, how much fun you had on Christmas Eve, anticipating the booty that would be forthcoming the following morning. So carpe diem. Christmas is coming. Enjoy it. And that's a memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly on Westwood One.
I shoved the envelope under my sweater and sneaked to the kitchen. Mom was on the phone in the front room. I didn't want to have to explain anything. I just wanted to be by myself. Clutching the envelope tightly, I stepped onto the ladder at the bottom of the treehouse. Something caught my eye above me and I looked up. Light! It looked as if there were a firework display going on inside the treehouse. Crackling and snapping and whizzing sounds spun around above my head. Light shot out in sparks, dancing to the popping of noise. My first thought was to scream fire and run to the house to get Mom. My legs trembled as I inched upward, creeping up the rungs as quietly as I could. My heart banged so hard that it felt as if someone were hitting my chest. A couple more steps, and then I leaned forward, craning my neck to look inside. And then I looked up and saw... To find out what happens next, read Philippa Fisher's Fairy God Sister by Liz Kessler. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Catch the 12-Step Radio Show, Steppin' Out, Sunday mornings at 6 on 1590 WSMN.
Back on WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk with Israel is Real. We are two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. We want to remind you to visit our website at www.israelisreal.weebly.com, israelisreal.weebly.com, where you can hear archived shows, listen to music, learn more about our incredible guests, and send us your feedback. And most importantly, you can find out how to help us stay on the air. So do visit us. We want to remember that we're very grateful for our sponsors, Vision, who we're speaking to today, and we'll hear more about, Rachel Music, Music for All Occasions, Gloria Greenfield from The Case for Israel, and Vern Main, Intellectual Property Attorneys. Countries depend for much of their success and security on their intellectual prowess and advanced technology. Many companies from here and abroad depend on the patent attorneys at Vern Main and Associates to obtain U.S. or global patent protection for their new ideas. Vern Main and Associates is an intellectual property law firm right here in Nashua. For professional legal counseling on all intellectual property matters, contact the legal specialists at Vern Main and Associates at their offices on 100 Main Street in Nashua. You can also find them on the web at vernmain.com. That's www.vernmaine.com, vernmain.com. And we're back with our incredibly distinguished guests, Brian Grodman. Shalom, Brian.
Hello.
Wake up there. Wake up.
I'm here. Thank you. At least you've got the one distinguished guest. Wait one second. Let me just
say which one.
And Rabbi Joshua Siegel.
Very good. Here I am.
So
I didn't know you're a rabbi. You never act like you went to school that much. That's surprising.
Rabbi Siegel, I have a couple of questions, but I will start with the first one. Please explain us what's the meaning of anti-Semitic position. What's the meaning of this?
The interesting origins of the, or at least I think they're interesting, origins of the term anti-Semitism. The dislike or hatred of Jews goes back millennia. But in the 19th century, German academic institutions, the idea in an enlightened world that people could hate other people because of what they believed seemed incomprehensible. So a German academic by the name of Wilhelm Marr came up with this word, anti-Semitism, so that to elevate the dislike of Jews to an academic discipline. Now,
to make a science from hatred.
Yes, yes, good way to describe it. So, lately, certain Arab groups say, well, we are Semitic peoples also, so to say anti-Semitism is hatred of Jews is incorrect. Anti-Semitism is hatred of Arabs also. Not true to suggest that would be revisionist history. Anti-Semitism was specifically about dislike of Jews, and my silent partner here, Brian, you have anything you'd like to add?
Not on this.
Stop playing video games on your cell phone.
not on this. But anti-Semitism has been rampant. You may call it different under different names, but it's really been rampant almost since the birth of the Jewish people with Abraham. Many thousands of years ago. It's just all the way through the pogroms and the Holocaust and even today. So anti-Semitism takes different forms. It could be verbal, it could be physical, but
it can be everything.
Yes, but it's here. It's still present.
And I would like to mention something. You cannot say that anti-Semitic position it's against the Arabs people, because Arabs people haven't been in Europe in the period that we are speaking. Relatively, the Muslims are coming to Europe before 30, 40 years ago. That's it. It's a very short period. So the meeting between the Christian world and the Muslim world, it is something very late. So this is why you cannot say it. Okay, I have another question. Before we have our break, Rabbi Siegel, you remind the word peace. And I understand that under the name of peace, or in the name of peace, people are ready to compromise themselves. And they are ready to bashing Israel. And they are going against morality and humanity. And I would like very much to understand this point. How can be that I understand peace in a certain way and other people in name of peace are ready to smash me?
I'll turn the question around a little bit from hopefully give you a correct answer, but I'm not sure I actually can answer the question you asked. My sense is that in the Western world, we look at logic in a particular way that says if we are looking for something, we assume that everybody else is looking for the same thing. And there has been a misimpression in the media that if Israel is willing to make compromises and concessions in the interest of peace, so would the other parties within the negotiation and within the agreement. And we have seen time and time again over the last 50 years, 60 years since Israel has been formed, that Israel makes concessions to peace. And are we on the air?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think so. Keep talking.
Okay, all right. There's a sound in the background that sounds suspicious. Anyway, that Israel makes these concessions, and the rest of the world says, okay, why is this happening? We okay? Yeah. And the others take the concessions, but give none back.
We're going to, Rabbi Segal, I hate to interrupt you, but we are going to have to take a break for a few minutes because there seems to be a technical problem. We'll be right back with our guests, Rabbi Segal and Brian Grodman of Vision.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
This week on the Talking Money Show with Ed Benway from the Measured Wealth Private Client Group, Ed will be joined with Richard Gans, who's the president of Fixed Income Management Group, to share his 35 years of experience in the bond market. Richard has been featured in publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and the New York Times. That's this week on the Talking Money Show here on the Talking Money Radio Network.
Listen to the Talking Money Radio Show every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on WSMN 1590 AM, Nashua's news and talk radio station.
My name is Abe Lincoln, and I've been thinking about this cool place that you can go. It's a website that I speak of called USA.gov. It's government information online, and that's mighty fine. USA.gov. Got questions on your log cabin? Housing answers, yeah, they have them. USA.gov is your official source. Get Social Security info, whatever that is. ID theft prevention tips, because that's your biz. Even changed my address, and I don't mean the Gettysburg. Find government auctions, jobs, apply for student aid. Hey, I wouldn't lie, I'm... is what I'm talking about.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit. A place where you don't have to make time for free time. Where you can cool down in one of nature's swimming pools. Come meet bugs and birds. You may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you, the silly you, the adventurous you, the curious you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you know the score regarding your personal finances? Your credit score, that is. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to get in the game, know your credit score, and understand how to improve it. The NFCC can help request your credit report and explain what the numbers, terms, and abbreviations all mean. Their certified counselors can also advise you on sound financial practices that can help improve your score. For more information about credit reports, call the NFCC at 1-800-388-2227. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
For your WSMN Community Calendar, I'm George Papoulias. Judy's Scary Little Christmas takes place at the Nashua Court Street Theater on 14 Court Street. Performances include Thursday and Friday, December 10 and 11 at 8 o'clock, followed by a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13. To purchase tickets, log on to madgo.org. And now, here to tell you about a couple of great computer courses offered at the Nashua Senior Activity Center is Senior Activity Center Executive Director Vivian Green.
Learning how to be safe and secure on your computer, we also have one that's really interesting. Is the Microsoft Excel course. It's a way to actually track and sort information, and for a practical application, you can use it to sort your Christmas list, you can use it to pay your bills and organize yourself when it comes to financial management.
The Microsoft Excel course takes place Wednesday, December 16th at 1 o'clock, followed by Computer Safety and Security on Thursday, December 17th at 1 o'clock as well. Pre-registration and payment is required 2 days before the class. Call 889-6155. To promote your event, email us at calendar at WSMNRadio.com.
We're back on WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk, with Israel is Real. We're talking with Brian Groudman and Rabbi Joshua Siegel, two representatives from a wonderful organization called Vision, which you can find at www.nh4israel.org, www.nh4israel.org. And we wanted, I'm sorry for the interruption before, we had some technical difficulties. We're going to continue on, and I wanted to ask you a question, Brian, and about some of the activities that Vision does. I understand this is a mixed group of Christians and Jews. I don't know if there are any Muslims yet involved. But tell us about some of the activities that you're actually doing and how you involve people in coming in and supporting Israel.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Achiel. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, when people sometimes think of Israel, they think only of Jews. And I wanted to mention that the Vision group is split evenly between Christians and Jews. And we meet a lot. We have a lot of events. And it is not dominated by either Christians or Jews, but it's a collaborative effort. I just want to make sure everyone knows that, because we have an amazing supportive base of Christians. And many people would not know that unless it's been mentioned. So I just wanted to mention that. A couple things that Vision has done in the past is we've had a number of lecturers who have discussed what is going on in Israel, in the Middle East. Our most recent is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Booker, Richard Booker, who is actually a Christian, a pastor from Texas. And he has studied for many years and written over 30 books on the subject of Christians and Jews and working together and so forth. So that's what we've done. One thing we've done. Another thing we've done is we've helped fund students, high school and younger, go to Israel. So they've come. They've helped out a little bit. They've gone to an event, and they've been able to go to Israel. Another thing that we have done is we've shown various DVD videos. One of them is called The Forgotten Refugees, and we've shown that probably a dozen times, I would guess. And Joshua, I know, wants to comment on that.
If you're not familiar with the movie The Forgotten Refugees, it is a documentary on a set of refugees who nobody talks about. When people think of refugees from the Middle East, they think of the poor Palestinian refugees and the problems that they're having. In fact, at the time Israel was formed, there was a larger group of Jewish refugees who were literally thrown out of most of the Arab nations, who settled in Israel and became part of Israel society. They had their properties confiscated and literally left Israel with nothing more than the shirts on their back. And yet nobody knows very much about them. And this documentary has great footage of some of these people being interviewed and their experiences as and how they were actually absorbed into Israel as opposed to being held up in isolation to prove how badly they were treated. In other words, Israel was proactive and dealt with the problem rather than festering the problem over half a century.
I just want to mention, Joshua by mistake said that these refugees left, the Jewish refugees left Israel. He meant the Arab nations.
Arab nations, if I, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure we don't confuse people.
Thank you for
people.
That correction, all yes. Right.
Yeah, I don't think when they left, well, they're still leaving Arab places, but I think, you know,
there are very few
that,
left.
Yeah, there's almost no one, far less than 1% of the Jews in the Arab nations from before World War II are living there now, far less than 1%.
My understanding is that in Iraq there are less than 10 Jews at this point, whereas Iraq was one of the had one of the largest populations of Jews in the world and was actually the center of diaspora Jewish culture for a significant period of time.
And actually, people link now in the United States Iraq with Afghanistan because of the wars, and Afghanistan supposedly has one Jewish person left.
Correct.
Because Iraq was Babylon. This is what we know being Babylon.
Correct. Okay. And the major legal work in Judaism is the Babylonian Talmud.
Talmud, right.
Yes.
I wanted to also add to that question, where do you present these activities and what kind of an audience do you receive and do you believe, what kind of success are you finding?
Well,
and notice I didn't say failure because you're only having success.
Actually, I think that's true. I think we have had a tremendous amount of success, and I cannot think of one failure that we've had. Maybe the only slight failure is that Joshua is speaking too much this morning.
I was sure
that you're not speaking enough,
right,
as
that
it
could
were.
Be, that, all right,
I'm not sure
true.
Which is cause and which is effect.
Well, I like Rachel and Sonia, though. you're the weak link.
I see.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
wait a minute. Which one of us? I don't know if
I like
how to take that.
You.
Hold on.
No, it's okay. No, Joshua. But I do admire Joshua. He's the only rabbi I know who's actually gone to rabbinic school and graduated in the 14-month program. It's the dumbed down version, but it's okay. Anyway, we've had a lot of success. One of the place where we meet a lot, and Joshua referred to it as the Federation, it's the Jewish Federation of New Hampshire, and that's in Manchester. And a lot of the venue we use a fair amount is right there in downtown Manchester at the Jewish Federation. But we have also had numerous events away from there, everywhere from, as Joshua said at the very beginning, in the Keene area, Peterborough area, we've done that. We've gone out to the seacoast and had events in the seacoast. We've had events up north, middle of the state.
Sometimes they're held actually at churches with church groups.
That's a great thing. We've had great support from Pastor Pete's in Concord. And we've had events up there. So Joshua is totally correct, actually, which is rare, but totally correct.
Yeah.
And
we're actually
going to have Pastor Pete's on our show in February, first week of February. So we'll look forward to that.
A great man. He's a great man, eloquent speaker, but he's a great supporter of Israel. He's what people don't understand sometimes who are not involved. He's a Christian gentleman who supports Israel, in my opinion, more than most American Jews. So it's amazing.
I am jumping a little bit, and I would like to know do you find that Israel and United States share common interest, common values?
Good question, Sonia. I'll speak very briefly, and I'll let Joshua take it from there. But the one thing that Israel is, that everyone must understand, it is the only democratic nation in the Middle East, the only one. And the United States, for years, has not always been successful, but for years has tried to support democratic regimes around the world. And again, not always successful. We sometimes try to tear down a dictatorship and put up a democracy, but democracy is important to the American ethics. And Israel is an amazing democracy. It has Supreme Court, has a Knesset, which is like the U.S. Congress, has a prime minister, which is similar to the president. So it has they stole, if you want, Israel stole some of the background from the U.S. Constitution and so forth, and then they merged it with some of the European. But Israel.
Let's not forget the diversity in the Knesset.
Thank you.
In the government.
This is a very important for anyone who is suggesting that Israel is anything less than a diverse state. There are members of the Knesset who are Arab Muslims. The way one becomes a member of the Knesset, you don't actually vote for people like one would in the United States, but there is an independent judiciary, an independent legislature, sort of a similar structure in terms of maintaining the country. What works really nicely too is the democracy lends itself to entrepreneurial kinds of things, and this has led to Israel becoming an absolute juggernaut in the economic world. A great many of the inventions that most of us routinely use today come right out of Israel. There's a commercial or an advertisement that showing what the world would be like without Israeli inventions. And one of the first things that disappears is the cell phone. The next thing that disappears is the operating system on most of the computers that you use. And pretty soon you've discovered that without Israel, the society is not nearly as advanced as it is. A great deal of the medical research that is going on and the new inventions that are going on in the world today are coming right out of Israel. Yes. Sonia is gesturing to hurry it up.
I just want to add two quick things. Josh is totally correct. And per capita.
Second time in a day?
Second time. Per capita, Israel has more Nobel laureates than any other country in the United States, including the United States.
I believe they got those Nobels after they accomplished something.
Yes, that's true. After, yes, that's an interesting point. Afterwards. Second of all, I just want to also mention that
Keep in mind, well, if you're making sarcastic comments there, that Yasser Arafat got a Nobel Prize, right, which was not
Please
rescinded.
Please don't remind us.
Yes.
1993.
There have been many. Yes, there are precedents for giving people Nobel Prizes on the basis of hope, especially peace prizes on the basis of hope rather than on the basis of accomplishment. But I don't think we should be on this path.
Right. There is diversity in the world.
Yeah.
Is there a specific age group you work with or you are targeted?
Not
vision, I mean.
Not really, but perhaps Brian can talk about some of the work that we did in encouraging people to go to Israel.
Why, Brian was one of your targets?
Brian is always a target.
It's very tough to be successful.
Yes, and the arrows are sticking all out all over.
Right.
I keep a voodoo doll of Brian in my house.
Well, it's. I mean, most of us have known for a long time that Joshua does play with dolls, so it's okay. A voodoo doll, I don't mind.
I'm not sure, in light of the Tiger Woods issues, that I'm comfortable with the parallel you're making there.
But to get back to Sonia's question, we actually have had great success with the youth and with the not so young, all the way through to the elderly. So we've helped fund junior high school and high school students going to Israel. We have educated people through the middle as they attain middle age, and we've educated, I think, a lot of people who are collecting Social Security. So I'd say we have a real breadth of age diversification.
So I guess we could say that vision is equal. Is we do not discriminate against age at Vision.
You have a wonderful vision for Vision. I want to ask how people can become involved with Vision, people who are interested in joining the group in the organization. Can you tell us about that?
To get on the Vision announcement list, and it's several hundred people at this point, we have all you need to do is send an email to vision@gmail.com. address?
Actually, the best way to do it, yes, is go to what Rachel said before, and I said is the www.nh4.org, and on there you will click a link, and it will tell you how to contact Vision.
There you go. That'll work. Yes.
And by the way, let me just do a little plug. On that web address, there are photos and lists of things that we have done, the Vision has done, events that we've put on, speakers who we've had, and upcoming events. So nh4israel.org, you can make it a favorites, and you can even make it your homepage.
Wow, imagine. That would be excellent. Wow. By the way, as we've been talking, I remembered, and I apologize, that we were going to have Rosemarie Trapp interview today. Unfortunately, we're going to have to postpone that interview for a later date, and I will let you know in the future when that's going to happen, probably in a couple of weeks. And so anybody, if you were waiting for Rosemarie Trapp, we will have that coming. And a wonderful Israel supporter she is. Do you have anything you want to add?
I would just like to say that on that website, it talks about our meeting times. We do meet Wednesdays. We do meet every other Wednesday, actually, at the Jewish Federation in New Hampshire, which is located in Manchester. And we meet at 6:30 in the evening. The times are on the website. And let me again stress that this is a group for all faiths, not a group just for Jews. So that's because many times, including this past Wednesday, the Jews are outnumbered by non-Jews, which is really a lovely thing.
Good.
We have more time.
Okay. I thought you had your Devar Torah for the week.
We do.
Okay.
We are going to, every week, we like to remember that we are based, Torah-based, and we like to read or tell a little bit about what's happening in the Torah. First of all, I want to thank Rabbi Siegel and Brian Grodman from Vision for being with us here today, and apologize for our technical difficulties that happen sometimes. And now we're a little. Oh, did you have something you wanted to add?
If you're good on time, okay. If you need something,
go ahead.
One of the questions on the master sheet had to do with do Jews and Israelis have a common interest? If you listen to such websites as Memory, MEMRI.org, and others, who do actual translations of things being broadcast in Friday sermons, they make it very clear that the Jew is just the canary in the coal mine, and once they have finished with the Saturday people, namely the Jews, the Sunday people, namely the Christians, are within their targets. And certainly many of the Christians who are associated with Vision are keenly aware that if the anti-Israel problem is also a Jewish problem, it's just an omen of a Christian problem in the near future.
Thank you. And we're going to move to our Torah portion of the week, which is Vayeshev, Genesis 37 to 40. And I don't know, Sonia, do you think you can do this with a rabbi present?
Absolutely. I will feel much more inspiration, you know. As the sun has set in Israel and the New Hampshire will soon welcome Shabbat, the Sabbath day, our Torah portion this week is Vayeshev. In this week's Torah portion, Yosef was first thrown into a pit filled with snakes and scorpions. From there, he was sold to Ishmaelites, who in turn sold him to Midians, who sold him down to Mitzrayim, Egypt. And in Mitzrayim, he was bought by a family where he rose to proeminence, but based on the false accusation of the woman of the household, he was imprisoned for years. We can only imagine the emotional agony that Yosef must have endured. What we must remember is that what appears to be destruction is in fact God's creation. At times God shows down good in the form of abundance and prosperity. Other times the blessing comes forth through difficulties and pain. Through the difficulties that Yaakov endured, God was laying down the foundation for the construction of Klal Israel, the nation of Israel. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Urim Sameach.
We are Rachel and Sonia, and this is Israel is Real. We're on the air every Friday morning from 9 to 10 on Radio WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. We are on the internet, wsmnradio.com. Again, we'd like to thank Brian Grodman and Rabbi Joshua Siegel. Please don't forget to visit our website, www.israelisreal.weebly.com. israelisreal.weebly.com. Israel is real.
Way to wake up.
Morning Liftoff
with George Russell. Only on 1590 WSMN Nashua.